tonight. More Success Team Legal Show conference call. What a phenomenal call we have lined up for you guys tonight. But before we get started, just want to congratulate you guys on having a phenomenal close of the month of June. You guys kicked the summer off right. You know, production and recruiting is just exploding, and couldn't be more proud of each and every one of you. This is convention month is just a few short weeks away. Can't wait to see so many of us all in Las Vegas in just a couple of weeks. Some exciting news. I'm sure we'll be getting to some of the announcements a little bit later in the call. But so we can get things kicked off tonight, let me go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a platinum executive director, millionaire club member, a six-figure income earner. But the most important thing to me, guys, is he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thank you very much. You know, before we go tonight's special guest speaker, I want to quickly go out to Stillwater, Oklahoma, and to More Success Team and Legal Shield Millionaire Club member, Mr. David Petum. David, are you on the call?
Yes, sir, Randy. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. I know you've got a couple of associates that you want to spotlight tonight, so I'll just go ahead and let you have it, Mr. Petum.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Randy, it's just exciting to see, especially young people. You know, you sit down with them, you show the membership. They immediately see the value and then say, you know, how can I do that? Is that something I can do? And then actually follow directions and follow through on that. I want to do Jessica DeLay is a new young lady. And we met Jessica and Skyler at my office away from the office at Panera Bread. We went over the Legal Shield membership, and they, Randy, just said absolutely. They wanted the coverage. We wrote that up and got the coverage, you know, like Mr. Morris taught us. We had that in the hand and did that, ask them for some referrals and if they might have an interest in maybe making some extra money in doing that. And, you know, Jessica said absolutely she would like to do that. And they came on board, and then guess what? They actually put some people together. She set a couple of appointments. We went and talked to some folks and wrote five memberships in 5 days. Ended up going to be getting a great check, qualified, Fast Start qualified, you know, in a week, in her first week in there, and is on her way to, and really excited about being able to make some money. Jessica, were you able to get on the call? Randy, today is her 21st birthday, and they were going to be gone, and she was going to try to get on. Jessica, did you make it? She must still be celebrating. But I can tell you that she and Skyler are extremely excited. We've set out a game plan, and they're looking forward. It's going to allow Jessica to be a stay-home mom, make full-time money part-time, and be able to be with her kids as well. So, you know, Randy, the other one that we're really excited about, and this young man, Monty Waldron, and you heard Monty a little bit earlier on the call, but Monty called me up and he said, you know, David, I met this really sharp young guy. And
did I lose you, David? Jeremy, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Randy.
Okay. Did we lose Mr. David Petum? I think we lost him all of a sudden. All right. I don't know what happened. Some difficulties there, but if we can get him back on a little later, I definitely want to let him talk about his new associate that's doing an outstanding job. So what?
Randy, did I make it back?
You're back, David. Go right ahead.
All right. I apologize. I have no idea what happened. It just both of our lines in the cell service here cut off, but I wanted to get because Jamin is on the line tonight, and Jamin Williams is the young man I was talking about, and he just he runs a sales team and has sales background and experience. And again, he asked Monty if he could bring a friend. We sat down, showed them the Legal Shield membership and the ID Shield. Immediately thought that was something everyone should have. Then his next question was, how much money can I make? I think, you know, he saw opportunity, saw the timing of where we are. And, Randy, what's exciting is, again, he went out, we recruited, we sold his first membership sitting there, recruited that young man for him. Then he left, went and recruited sold two more memberships and recruited those people. Immediately, Fast Start qualified. He's on his way to doing the relaxed qualification to move to senior associate. Already has tickets, flights, and hotel to go to Vegas. And Jamin, are you on the call? I think Jamin was on the call. He may have muted himself out. Jamin, did you make it on there?
I don't show him in speaker mode, David.
Okay. Randy, he was on his way back. He was coming back from Woodward. He had appointments out there today, and he was excited about being on the call. But I can tell you, both of these people, they just did what we told them. I mean, that's refreshing. Sometimes you talk to someone my age, and it's like they maybe, I'll think about that or whatever. These two young people did exactly what they were told, immediately qualified, Fast Start qualified, and on their way to senior associate with this, and it's just refreshing and exciting to see that. And I appreciate your time tonight, Randy.
Well, thank you, David. Congratulations to your new associates. Very coachable, and congratulations on both them getting qualified in their first week. That is just awesome. But now
Thanks,
to introduce
sir.
Tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our team now after over 30 years, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Yes, I am, Randy. Forgive my voice. And maybe we could get those speakers on maybe at the end of the call or next week or something, because I like to hear them. I like to hear anything that exciting. It excites me. But, you know, Randy, there's something else that excites me, too. Long life, while you meet this person, you meet that person. Some says they're your friend, some says they aren't. You don't ever really know. So time is what really tells. Time, and, you know, in any battle, there's got to be casualties, but also there's got to be leaders. There's got to be people that stands up and says what's right, regardless of the odds. You know, tonight we have a gentleman that is that type caliber person. Of course, he's a, you know, Millionaire Club member, Platinum World member, Performance Club for Life member, just on and on and on, accolades, been so many vice presidents and executive vice presidents of this company, and recruited so many and trained so many people at 30-plus years. There's not very many few old warriors left, but this next speaker and myself are two of the ones still left standing. But most of all, with all the things you could say about him, good, bad, and ugly, no, I'll just forget the good and bad and ugly, just the good things you could say is that he's my friend, and I appreciate him before God very, very much, my friend, Mr. Larry King.
Thank you, Kenneth. Am I coming through good?
You're coming through good, Larry. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I know you had to take out of the meeting you're in just to do me a favor for this, and I'm eternally grateful. Thank you, my friend.
Well, Kenneth, I appreciate that. Folks, as some of you know, and I talked to Jeff Bell about this, is why would you build this thing? You know, some of you may know, back April the 21st, I had surgery. They removed my gallbladder, my appendix, the whole left side of my colon, and two hernias. Prior to them doing that, I spent 7 days in the hospital. Infection was so bad in my system, the doctor said, hey, he said, it don't look good. There's nothing can come good out of this thing. And, you know, I just knew I was a yet because my whole left side had a total brown mass in it. But, you know, my wife said, hey, there's nothing wrong with you. The doctor said, hey, Larry, we're going to get it taken care of. Then 4 weeks later in April, that was in March, in April 21st, they did the surgery. And when they did the surgery, the doctor came out and said, Larry, the colon was a lot worse than what I thought. I had to take it all out. Your gallbladder was terrible, and your appendix was ready to rupture. And, you know, and he went on to tell me, but we found no cancer. You're totally, there's nothing in there in that deal. So God bless me, folks. People have talked to me about this, said you were lucky. No, I was blessed. God bless me. He wasn't done with me. I think he's got a purpose for me. And my purpose for 30-plus years since 1983 when Mr. Wilbur Smith brought me in this business, I wasn't looking for anything, folks. You know, I was not looking for anything. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not looking for anything right now. I've found it. If you're going to Las Vegas, I've told a lot of my people, you won't need a plane to get home. There's so many things that are good going to come out of that. There's going to be some great, big, nice things that's going to change. It's going to benefit, put more money in your pocket. And, you know, as I look at this thing and I look at the things that have gone on and the leadership that we got, this always comes to my mind. A person who wants to do something will find a way. A person who doesn't want to do something will find an excuse. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I hope that didn't you know, strike you wrong, but it may have hit a few people right between the eyes, because we all find a way to do something we want to do, and we find an excuse to do the things or not to do the things we don't want to do. And somebody was sitting and telling me the other day, well, you know, I can't do this or I can't do that. And they're sitting there smoking, sitting on a cell phone, you know, and I said, well, hey, you know, it looks like to me you do what you want to do. You know, we're looking for a way for people. Legal Shield right now is looking for people that wants to not make excuses. What does it take to change you? You know, I heard a man speak the other day, and I'll get into it just a second. Would you change anything if you knew you only had 6 months to do it and you could have anything you wanted? Well, folks, I went into that surgery. I didn't know how long I had. I just knew that I had prepared my wife that she got paid. You know, it blows your mind, and Kenneth Moore can tell you this because he's had it happen. I've heard Randy say this. I made more money in the hospital than I did out of it. You know, you can't do that. Kenneth knows this. I really haven't done much, and the company's been so good to me since back in March. And, you know, I'm making more money every month now than I was in February, more money than I made in January. Where else can you do that? It's because, folks, we've got a product that's needed. And are you ready to help somebody? Are you really ready? Because I really believe now is the time. If there's ever been a time in Legal Shield, now's the time. Are you ready? If you recruited the best associate that's ever come in this company, would you be ready? Because, you know, now is the time. You know, we make a living for what we get, but we make a difference for what we give. Now, I'm going to tell you this, folks. There's a lot to give in Legal Shield. You can make a really good living. Kenneth Moore makes a good one. Jeremy makes a good one. David Peters makes one. Randy Moore makes one. I know Millie Baker has had health issues, and you ask her. It just goes on and on. You know, I got a check here just recently. Some memberships wrote back in 1983. Business that pays is a business that stays. The old saying is, if you keep doing what you've been doing, you will keep getting what the same old thing. I mean, how many of y'all have heard that? If you keep doing the same thing, you'll keep getting the same thing. But in reality, I can tell you this, that's not true. You get less because inflation, folks, is eating on it. We're an inflation-proof business. We really are. You set your goals. You set your limits. You know, how to make a difference is to help someone else make a difference. Kenneth Moore has been a master. And it's took it, and he's done it for years. You can make a living by going out there making this and selling. You can go out there and you can do really well. I was just in a meeting that a lady sitting there wrote 95 memberships last month. She did really good. But I had rather have had 10 people wrote 50 than one write 95. Kenneth Moore and the Moore Success Team and y'all have done well with it, have learned to duplicate yourself by teaching people to do what you're doing, and then that's where you really start to build your business. You know, the other day I was looking, and I've seen this. I read a lot, and I thought this was one of the most truest sayings that I've ever heard. Ability without ambition is like a car with no motor. You're going nowhere. You're not going to do anything, folks. If you, I don't care how much ability you got, if you don't have a little ambition and you get up in the morning and you go to work for yourself, you know, you'll get up and go to work for somebody else and they won't pay you anything. Why don't you get up and go to work for yourself and make a lot of money? You know, as I told you when you first started up here, we make a living for what we get. We make a difference for what we give. You got to be a giver. And when you go out there and teach people to do what you're doing, and you duplicate that over and over and over, you're going to be shocked what's going to happen. I see the thing that says, be a good actor. You know, A stands for accept. You got to accept the responsibility, folks. You got to accept the responsibility when you recruit or when you're building this business. You got to accept the responsibility of your actions. You got to be the C stands for communicate. How many of you are good communicators? You know, since I've been sick, I've been on the phone more than ever. You know, I really have grown to love the phone. You know, Brian Crothers is, and again, I'll say with him, he's probably the best with the phone I've ever seen. But I've learned in the time I've been down what he was doing. He's just a really good communicator. The A is accept, the C is communicate, the T is teach. Who are you teaching? If you're working by yourself, you're not teaching anybody anything. What you need to do is get your workout partner, teach people to get workout partners, and duplicate. The O stands for organize. Are you organized? Do you know where you're going tomorrow? Do you know where you're going next week? In Vegas. You know, what I do, and I guarantee you, your leaders on this call and throughout this company know where the events are. They plan for them. You mark your calendar. The B2B, it's in Orlando. I've done mark that time off of my calendar. I mark Vegas off. Every time we have an event, I mark it off. When the More Success team has a function or my team has a function, I ask them, I say, mark that time off. That's a special time for us to get together. And folks, we have a few special times a year. We get people together, and it's special. You need to take advantage of that because you are special, but you're able to get with special people. And always remember Wilbur Smith's famous words, recruit, 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 and don't get it out of order. I used to say I had a girlfriend, and her name was Rita. Recruit is the answer. You are the answer. It is the answer. And, folks, I'm going to do a quick thing right here. As I heard a man speak one night, he says, benefits of a positive life. You know, if you have a positive life, you have a longer life expectancy. Two, you're a better decision maker. You make better decisions even if they're under pressure. If you have a positive life, you'll increase your work success. Next thing you'll do is you'll be more successful in your relationships if you're positive. You'll be more resilient in the face of challenges, stress, and adversity. You'll have a higher creativity, and you'll increase overall life satisfaction. Folks, I'm going through those quick tonight, but, you know, I don't want to run a long time. But, you know, benefits of a positive life are just so beneficial to all of us. You know, you got to realize negative attracts negative and positive attracts positive. If you're not going where you want to go and not getting what you want to get, you might have to look because you might be a little negative. Because if you're positive, you'll see it turn around. You'll see a different change in life. It's hard to remain negative when you're being thankful for something. Now, how many of you are thankful for something? And when I get into this last part of it, it's really something that a man hit me with and why I'm doing this, because I thought it was very important for everybody to hear. We need to reframe our life once in a while. And when he spoke about this, he was a motivational speaker. He was a preacher and a motivational speaker. I heard him speaking to people, and all of them was going, ah. And he said, what you need to do is you need to list five things you're thankful for from the time you woke this morning. How many of you really realize this? What you need to do is you need to be list five things. If you got a pencil and paper there tonight, write this down. List five things that you can be thankful for from the time you woke up this morning. List five things you're thankful for in your life, in the past and present. Just list five things. You know, next thing is list five things about Legal Shield you're thankful for. What are five things you can be thankful for? And what are you thankful for today? You know, list five things you're thankful from the time you got up this morning. List five things you're thankful for in your life. List five things that you're thankful for about Legal Shield. And what are you thankful for today? Now, I'm going to tell you why I asked you to do that, because it's fixed to play an important part and you become successful. I'm going to tell you how to change from negative to positive. Okay? Get you some 3x5 cards. Get you some 3x5 cards. And place these cards in places you see them with thankfulness. Each time you see a card, be thankful for something or someone. Now, what you do is you take these cards and you put them in places, those things I was telling you about. You need to list those. what, you know, list five things you're thankful for in your life. List the things that you're thankful for this morning since you woke up. List the things you're thankful about Legal Shield. And what are you thankful for today? Just list those things on three of the five cards and put them places. Put them in your car. If you're driving in your car, put them on your sun visor. If you get up in the bathroom in the morning, brush your teeth, put them on the mirror. Put them on the mirror beside your bed. Put them every place you are, but list those things to remind you that you're thankful. Folks, we've got some things to be thankful for. I don't know whether you realize it or not. If you're in there, you know, it's just like playing baseball. You can't hit the ball if you don't swing the bat. And you can't be positive if you do not practice positive. If you practice negative, you will go down. You can't survive in the world. There's too much crap out there now in the news. You know, all this junk going on, that should not exist in your life. If you'll post the positive things in your life and be thankful for them, I'm blessed, folks. I'm going to tell you something. You know, we all need to be reprogrammed. And what I've had to do during the time of my illness is really stop and think about one thing. I've been blessed. You know why I'm blessed? Number one, because I've got the best wife in the world. I've got the best children in the world. I've got the best grandchildren in the world. I've got the best great-grandchildren in the world. But not only that, I got the best friends that there is, Legal Shield Associates. Because, you know, I learned a whole lot during my illness that I didn't, you know you're thankful for, but sometimes you're not thankful enough for. I really learned during my illness how much people really cared. You know, I've got to watch it here because I can get emotional about it because people cared. People showed their love. People called. You know, Mary's phone, you would have thought it was a doorbell all day long. People calling, people texting, people showing how much they cared. Mr. Kenneth Moore, I know, folks, you know, I know he loved me because he showed it while I was ill. You know, Kenneth knows. I called one night, Jeremy. I couldn't find Kenneth, and I run Jeremy down at Jeremy Andrew phone. I said, I want to know where Kenneth's at. And I said, I don't want no bull. I want you to tell me. And Jeremy told me Kenneth had been going to the hospital. That's the way we are, folks. We love each other. We care for each other. And we depend on each other, and we're going to carry each other the torch. We carry the torch for each other. Now, folks, you can be a part of this, or you can stand outside, and there's people that make it happen, people that watch it happen, there's people who wonder what did happen. But I'm going to tell you something about Legal Shield. Vegas is a game changer. I really believe that. I've been on these calls. Kenneth's been on the Platinum Council calls. He's heard it. I've been in the meetings. You know, Brooks Werkheiser was talking to me today about down in California when they put us in the wine cellar to sort of be strictly conscious to talk about things. I'm going to tell you something. Jeff Bell has got a vision of 2020. When he came and he said that, and Kenneth has sat through like I have, we've never really had a vision that's really been posted of where we wanted to go, or I thought with the planning that we got. But I look at what Jeff Bell has laid out, and I look at the magnificence of that young man and the love he has. It's not uncommon, since I've been sick, for him to text me and say, how are you doing? I love you. Are you okay? Do you need anything? When I was in the hospital, he called Mary, and he said, is Larry okay? Does he need anything? Is everything all right? Do I need to come and help him with his business? Do I need to do? What do I need to do? Folks, that's love. That's the CEO of our company that expressed concerns and care. Well, you got that among the more successful. You got that among the associates. You got that. You know, I had Darnell all the time. Mike Humes, not in my team, Michael Dorsey. I mean, I could go on and on. I don't want to get into calling names because there were so many hundreds of them. Katie Huff out in Montana. Just on it. Millie Baker was like the war made death. Okay, you know. Folks, all I'm telling you, there's more to this business than making money. We make money, but we make a difference in people's lives. We actually can make a difference in people's lives. I'm going to get off of here because I'm probably going too long. But I want to tell you this. I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. And, folks, we're going to see you at the top. Kenneth? Back to you, buddy.
Larry, as usual, you did an outstanding job. You know how I feel about you. A lot of people don't know you're the first one to ever offer me a position in Legal Shield as a coordinator a long, long time ago. We've been friends ever since. Tell Mary hello and thank you. I know it's a lot of respect for you to have to do this for us tonight, but we appreciate it. We're dedicated to you, my friend, for a lifelong friendship, and God keep blessing you, my friend.
Thank you, Ted. I appreciate you, man.
I'll turn to Randy now. Randy?
Mr. King, are you still there?
Yes, sir, Randy.
All right, man. I am so happy that you're on our call, that you're just in Legal Shield. You've got a legacy that you're leaving your family, just like Mr. Kenmore has left for us. And just appreciate you and of course, Mary and Daniel and, I mean, just your whole family. You're just the best of the best, and you've always been there for us, and I just want you to know that we're always going to be there for you, and I think you know that.
I know, Randy. I told you that's what's here. It's something that people just don't have in other companies.
Well, we look forward to seeing you in Las Vegas. We're just very, very proud that God has blessed you with your health back. And you take it easy, and we look forward to seeing you on stage in Las Vegas.
All righty, buddy. Appreciate y'all. Good night.
All right. Tell Mary hello for us.
All righty.
Thank you, sir. I do want to remind everyone that in 30 minutes, we're going to have our special B2B call, which is actually the group side of Legal Shield. We have that call the first Monday of every month, and so it'll be 30 minutes at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tonight's special guest speaker is Mr. Mark Seguin. If you've never heard Mr. Seguin, he is an awesome trainer. He's got a great story to tell. He's a $250,000 ring earner. I think he's made over $300,000 in a year in Legal Shield. He's got a great background, and he is just an awesome young man. So I want to encourage you, once you get off this call, if you have anybody that's interested in the group marketing aspect of Legal Shield, just join us back on the next call. And I also want to let everyone know that all of these calls, we record them each and every week, and then we put them up on our moresuccessteam.com website. So if you have anybody that has missed one of the calls, or maybe you've gotten busy and you let it slip up and you missed them, you can go back. And we've got these calls and they've for several years. So you can go back and get some awesome training. It costs you absolutely nothing but a little bit of time. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to turn it back over to Mr. Ken Moore. I look forward to hearing everybody back in about 30 minutes on our next call. Mr. Moore?
Yeah, Randy, what a great call. What a great trooper Randy is. Larry, excuse me. Folks, excuse my voice. And, you know, Randy, this next speaker, we will say more about him. But, you know, he's going to be training tonight on the new Identity Shield and how best to use it when you go into a group. He told me that tonight when I was visiting with him. He's very excited, very anxious to be on the call. So, folks, God bless you. Keep putting him first. Keep putting your family second. Legal Shield third. And we'll listen for you on the 9 o'clock call. God bless.
Good night, everyone.